is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about Skillet's drummer, Jen Ledger. In a video, the rock star shares her testimony, and it all starts with a prophetic word that opened her heart to the Lord. So stay tuned to hear more. Have you recently gone through a major life event, like a divorce, loss of a loved one, or loss of your job? Have you been experiencing anxiety attacks due to stress-related life events? Are you isolating yourself from your family and friends? By combining biblical wisdom with clinical expertise in mental health, our counselors do their best to invite God into the conversation and formulate actionable plans that address the challenges their clients face. The goal is to help your well-being so that you may feel mentally, emotionally, and spiritually healthy. Faithful Counseling's unique platform holds several advantages over traditional face-to-face therapy, as it allows you the ability to connect with your counselor at any time. Counseling is not limited to individually scheduled sessions, but it can extend to text-based counseling whenever your counselor is marked available. It also gives you the choice of communicating with your counselor in the manner that is most comfortable and convenient for you, whether by phone, video call, or even messaging. It offers you drastically more affordable rates than traditional face-to-face therapy, and it also gives you the assurance that your counselor will be a good fit. You're always welcome to switch to a different counselor if you need to. Just go to faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews and receive 10% off your first month. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. Again, that's faithfulcounseling.com/charismanews. Christian musician and Skillet drummer Jen Ledger says she used to think all Christians were hypocrites. But a prophetic word she received at a church camp started her journey of transformation. In a video from 2013, Ledger shares her testimony. Growing up, Jen went to church, but lived the rest of the week however she wanted. In fact, she says her life didn't really look different from the average non-believer, and many other Christians in her home country of England were the same. She recalls going to Bible classes where the teachers would read the truths of Scripture and then contradict it with their own teachings. For example, they would read where the Bible talks about Satan, but then the teachers would say, "That's not real. It's just lying and stealing. That's Satan." After a while, Jen was so sick of the hypocrisy. But when she was 15, she went begrudgingly to church camp, and the worship later had her in tears. All of a sudden, she says, she sensed God on her and sensed him asking her to go forward. She didn't know what to do because she felt that she hated these people around her and she saw them all as liars. But when she heard the people up front saying, "If you feel like you were meant to do something with music in your life, then come forward," she knew she had to go. She found herself going up front without really realizing what she was doing, and she was weeping. Someone began praying for her and pushing her to the floor. She calls it a bizarre moment where God moved on me. She continues and says, "I don't know what was happening, but it was real." And then directly after, this prophet calls me to the front and basically tells me I've got to change my life in front of this room of hundreds of people. End quote. Unfortunately, Jen says she went home and didn't change a thing. She knew God wanted her to get rid of some stuff in her life, but she just didn't want to do it. A year later, though, she moved to Kenosha, Wisconsin, to attend Bible school and left the rest of her life behind. While she was there, she met God in a way she didn't think was possible. She realized the Bible was real, the stories were real, and the God described in the Bible was the same God she served. Her life was changed forever after that. To watch a video of Jen's testimony, visit charismanews.com. And to hear more stories of people living out God's plan for their lives, tune in to our Charisma Connection podcast at cpnshows.com. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.